Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to be looking at collection within the dressage scales of training. Now, when the word collection is first uttered to a new rider, they often make the common mistake of thinking that collected strides are just shorter strides, and then they end up applying the handbrake in an attempt to get the horse to take smaller steps. Now, although yes, collection does result in a shorter stride length, it's not created by a stronger and a tighter rein contact. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at collection within the dressage scales of training. We're going to look at the purpose of collection within dressage tests, and of course, how to go about achieving collection correctly. So let's first start with a quick recap of the scales of training. So the dressage training scales were originally conceived by the German military as a way of ensuring that the classical principles of schooling and training the horse were carried on through generations of riders. Now, they are designed to be approached in order, and they provide a systematic and a logical framework for training the dressage horse. Now, they're usually depicted as a pyramid. So you have the foundation of rhythm at scale 1, you then have suppleness at scale 2, contact at scale 3, impulsion at scale 4, straightness at scale 5, and then right at the pinnacle you have collection at scale 6. So if we look at collection within the scales of training, because collection is the last of the training scales, it therefore means that it's dependent on a fair degree of accomplishment of the earlier scales, so rhythm, suppleness, contact, impulsion, and straightness. Now, if there are any missing links in the earlier stages, then achieving true collection will not be possible. Essentially, collection is the culmination of all your training, and it is the ultimate aim for the dressage rider. So now let's take a deeper dive into collection and let's discuss exactly what it is. So in a nutshell, collection is the rebalancing of the horse carrying the foreign weight of the rider. So basically we want to teach the horse to carry more of the combined weight on his hind legs rather than on his shoulders. Now as the horse shifts more of this weight to his hind legs, then this creates changes in, firstly, the stride length, so the stride length becomes shorter. It creates differences in the stride height, so the stride height becomes taller, and it creates changes in the horse's outline, so the frame becomes taller and more compressed from nose to tail. Now, those differences are a result of the horse's hind legs stepping further underneath and taking more weight. And this leads us nicely into talking about relative elevation and absolute elevation. So first, let's discuss relative elevation. So this is basically correct collection. Because when collection has been achieved correctly, then the horse's hindquarters will lower to take more weight, and the shoulders and the forehand will naturally become higher and freer. Now this means that the height of the horse's shoulders is relative to the engagement and the lowering of the hindquarters, hence relative elevation. In essence, the more the hind legs engage, the higher the withers and the shoulders rise, and vice versa. And this is a biomechanically functional posture for the horse. So that was relative elevation. Now let's take a look at absolute elevation, which is basically incorrect collection. Because when collection has been achieved incorrectly, then the horse's neck is raised artificially by the rider's hands and reins. Now, although this may look like a taller and more collected outline, the horse's shoulders remain down, his back is hollow, and his hind legs are disengaged. And this posture is not biomechanically functional for the horse. Therefore, when we go about achieving collection, we want to aim for relative elevation. So we want the height of the horse's withers and shoulders to be relative to the engagement and lowering of the horse's hind quarters. So now that we know what collection is, let's now discuss the purpose of it. Because there is a reason why collection is the pinnacle of dressage training, and that is because it offers so many benefits to the health and the performance of the horse. And we're going to go through six of those benefits now. So the first benefit, number one, is that collection improves the mobility and the lightness of the horse's forehand. So a lighter forehand makes the horse more maneuverable. So he will be easier to turn, he will be easier to stop, and he will be easier to position for various school movements. Now the second benefit is that collection enhances the quality of the horse's natural paces. So through the development of collection, the paces will appear lighter and freer, and the trot and the canter will show an increased moment of suspension, which adds to their quality. Now benefit number three is that collection improves the horse's soundness and longevity. So if we bear in mind that most lameness occurs in the weaker front limbs of the horse, then by transferring more of the weight carriage to the stronger hind limbs, we help to improve the horse's soundness and therefore prolong his working life. Now moving on to benefit number four, and that is that collection enables the horse to extend the paces. Because interestingly, the ability to correctly collect your horse's paces is also needed if you want to correctly extend your horse's paces. So if you think of your horse's hind leg as a spring, when you ask for collection, you load more weight onto that spring. You can then ask the horse to use that energy to either push more upwards for a collected stride, or to push more forwards for an extended stride. Now, if you try to extend the horse's paces without first loading that energy and weight onto your horse's hind legs, then more than likely the horse will just quicken his tempo and fall onto his forehand. Therefore, the ability to collect not only helps you collect the horse's paces, but helps you to extend them as well. Now moving on to benefit number five, and that is that collection enables the horse to perform ridden movements with ease. So with more weight distributed to the hind quarters, this makes the horse much more balanced and able to perform difficult movements visibly easier while still remaining in a beautiful and biomechanically functional carriage that gives the appearance of travelling uphill. So in essence, the hard work becomes much easier. And finally, benefit number six is that collection makes the horse more pleasurable to ride. So with well-engaged hind legs and a lighter forehand, the horse gives a better balanced feeling to the rider. And it also places the horse in a functional horse-friendly posture that enables him to easily respond to the rider's aids. So therefore it promotes a willing and a harmonious partnership. So now that we know how fantastic collection is, let's now move on to talk about collection progression. Because it's important to understand that collection comes in degrees, and its development is something that happens gradually over time. Now, a very young and novice horse can still show a degree of collection, although it will only be a very small degree. However, as that same horse advances and builds suppleness, strength, and balance, then the amount of collection that it will be able to show will increase. Now, as the rider, you need to be mindful to only ask the horse for a little bit of collection at a time in order to allow the hind quarters to increase in strength. Now, when it comes to collection in dressage tests, dressage judges are aware that collection does not happen overnight and it is instead in a constant state of improvement. Therefore, the degree of collection that you are required to show in a dressage test at each level is only enough to enable the horse to perform the required movements with ease and fluency. So, for example, if the test asks you to perform a 10-meter circle in collected canter, then the amount of collection required is only enough to be able to perform that circle in canter with ease and fluency. Now, if you don't have enough collection for the circle, then that will result in a loss of submission and you will not be able to perform the movement easily or fluently. But as you and your horse progress further up the dressage levels, then the exercises get more demanding, and therefore more collection is required so that you can show movements such as shoulder in, half pass, and canter pirouettes with reasonable ease and engagement. In essence, the higher the level, the higher the degree of collection is required. Right, so now let's move on to talk about how we go about achieving correct collection. Well, when trying to achieve collection, many riders make the mistake of riding endlessly around the outside of the arena and using the reins to artificially shorten the horse's stride and to slow the pace. Now, that is not correct collection, and it will only result in an unhappy horse with a short neck and a tense, tight, and possibly hollow frame. Now, often, the best way to go about achieving collection is to not think about collection at all. Instead, just work on improving the qualities that lead to collection, such as impulsion, straightness, and engagement, through the use of school movements and exercises. So here's how you're going to go about doing it. But first, let's just talk about a few prerequisites. Because as already mentioned, before you can ask for a degree of collection, you must have already achieved a fair degree of rhythm, suppleness, both mental and physical. You must also have a reasonable contact, a reasonable amount of impulsion, and a fair degree of straightness. Now also, your horse must also have an adequate amount of muscular strength, especially in his hind quarters and over his back. He must also have a fair degree of balance, and importantly, he must have an understanding and acceptance of the aids for positioning, transitions, and half halts. Now, once you and your horse can tick those boxes, you can then move on to developing collection. So let's talk about the process. So in order to actually develop collection, you're going to ride a variety of school movements, which we're going to talk about in a second. But whilst you ride these movements, you're going to concentrate on your horse's impulsion and straightness. And then at the same time, you're going to use the following three aids. So the first aid you're going to use is a quick leg aid. And this is to encourage the horse to step briskly forwards and under with his hind legs. The next aid you're going to use is a small seat action. And this helps to control the length of stride, and it prevents the horse from misinterpreting your driving aids as an instruction to go forward into a medium or extended stride. And lastly, you're going to use a half halt. And the half halt is there to recycle the energy back into the horse's hind legs. So you're going to use those aids along with a variety of school movements. Now, we are going to talk about the exercises, but I'm just going to give you an example first about how you use them together. So let's take a 10 meter circle as an example for your exercise. So you're going to start by riding down the long side of the arena, focusing on your horse's rhythm, impulsion and straightness before riding onto a 10 meter circle and using the aids that we've just talked about. Now the circle will encourage your horse to step further underneath himself with his inside hind leg, whilst also helping to control the length of stride. Therefore, it's helping you to achieve a higher degree of collection. And then, as you ride out of that 10 meter circle, you're going to suggest to your horse that he remains in that same new balance that he achieved on the circle by supporting his stepping under with your driving aids and continuing to recycle the energy through the use of the half halt. So basically, you're using the exercise to encourage the horse to step further underneath himself to help you achieve a better balance and therefore a more collected stride. And then as you ride out of the exercise, you're going to try to keep your horse in that same new balance. So that was an example of how you could use a 10 meter circle to help you develop your horse's collection. But basically, any exercise that encourages the horse to step further underneath himself with his hind legs will be beneficial in the development of collection. And here's a few of the other exercises that you can use. So the first one is transitions. So upward transitions encourage the horse to push more from the hind legs, and downward transitions encourage the horse to take more weight onto the hind legs. Therefore, when they're ridden correctly, they help to develop the necessary qualities for collection. So taking more weight and pushing. Now, you can ride all different types of transitions. So you could ride simple transitions from pace to pace, such as trot to canter and canter to trot. You could ride transitions within the paces. So for example, working trot to medium trot back to working trot. And you can also ride transitions that skip a pace. For example, walk to canter and canter to walk. But the more direct the transitions are, the greater the benefit when it comes to developing collection, as long as the transition is ridden correctly. Now, the next exercise we're going to talk about is the rein back. Now, the rein back helps to engage the horse's hind legs under his body. It improves the horse's coordination, it strengthens his hind legs, and it encourages the horse to lift his back. Therefore, you can see that it's a very beneficial exercise for collection. And better yet, this exercise can be done both ridden and in hand. Now moving on to the third exercise, and that is counter canter. So during counter canter, the horse develops engagement, strength, hock flexion, and straightness. Now through these qualities, collection is inevitable as the horse is encouraged to take more weight behind and lighten the forehand. And then lastly, the fourth lot of exercises we're going to talk about are lateral exercises. Now basically all lateral work, when ridden and positioned correctly, will be beneficial in the development of collection and the rebalancing of the horse. But arguably, one of the best exercises is shoulder in. Because by moving the horse's shoulders to the inside, the horse must shift more weight to his hindquarters, which lifts the forehand and results in greater shoulder mobility, which is exactly what you're aiming for. So when it comes to developing collection, don't just ride endlessly around the school. Use these school movements of circles, transitions, the rein back, counter canter, lateral exercises to help your horse engage his hind legs and to shift more weight to them. This will help to strengthen the horse, to bring him into a better balance, and therefore help you develop collection. Now, whilst you are working on this with your horse, you can also use what we've called the true collection test. Now, if you have achieved true collection, your horse will have a degree of self-carriage which is relative to his level of training. And to test this, you can ride a given retake of the reins. You could use both reins together or just the inside rein. Now, if the collection and the self-carriage are correct, then as you yield your hand forwards for a couple of strides, there will be no change to the horse's outline, speed, length of stride, or balance. Now, if your collection isn't correct, then as you yield your hand forwards, your horse may lift his head, your horse may speed up, he may run onto his forehand, or he may lengthen his stride. So this is a great way for you to easily test if the collection that you are achieving is correct. Now, if you need any more help with this, we have got an article on our website, howtodressage.com. We've also got a podcast episode on this titled How to Ride a Given Retake of the Reins. So if you need any help on how to go about riding this true collection test, then go and check out those resources. But moving on, we've now just got four more additional tips when it comes to collection. And these are just here to help make sure that you are developing collection correctly. So the first one we want to talk about is impulsion. Now, when trying to collect the strides, many riders make the mistake of killing the impulsion altogether, or they inadvertently let it dwindle. Remember that in most cases, it's the collected paces that need more impulsion than the working paces, not less. So think of collection as a gathering of energy on the horse's hind legs and not as a reduction of energy. Now, if at any point you feel the impulsion decreasing, then ride the horse forwards into a medium pace to re-establish it before continuing. Now, the next tip we have is to make sure that you preserve the paces. Now, if you ask the horse for too much collection too soon, or if you ask for collection incorrectly, then you can damage the horse's natural paces. For example, the walk could lose its four-beat rhythm and it could turn into a lateral walk, or the canter could lose its moment of suspension and turn into a rolling shuffle. Now, if you start to lose these natural qualities in the paces, or the rhythm becomes corrupt or irregular, then abandon the exercise immediately and work on restoring the rhythm before continuing. You won't get any benefits from pushing on regardless. All you'll do is you'll cause more damage. Remember that rhythm is scale one in the dressage scales of training. It is the foundation. So if anything happens to that rhythm, you must stop what you are doing and work on restoring the natural rhythm first. Now, the next tip, tip number three, is to be aware of over-engaging. So it is possible for the horse's hind legs to come too far beneath the body and to create such a short base of support that the horse's balance is impaired. Now, in these instances, the horse can become stuck with his legs underneath him and he can become unable to respond to your aids and move forwards. Now, in extreme cases, this can also lead to the horse rearing. So whilst you are training, only ask for as much collection as what the horse's balance, suppleness and strength can cope with. Be very aware that if you feel your horse not moving forwards from your leg, it may be that he's becoming too over-engaged than what his balance can currently cope with. And the last tip we want to talk about, tip number four, is to mix it up. So collection requires a great deal of strength and effort from the horse. And to prevent the horse's muscles from becoming stiff, from becoming sore and fatigued, you can intersperse the collected work with frequent walk breaks, with stretching on a long rein, and any other exercises that the horse can do well. Now, not only will this help you to maintain the horse's enthusiasm for his work, but it will also allow you to reaffirm the other training scales, and it will help to keep the horse working happily through a supple back and stretching into the contact. So, to wrap this episode up, collection is the ultimate goal of dressage, and it is the culmination of all of your training. Now, as the sixth and final training scale, it is dependent on the first scales of a rhythm, suppleness, contact, impulsion, and straightness being relatively well developed. And remember that collection is developed through the riding of school movements and lateral exercises combined with the use of the half halt. And when collected correctly, the horse shifts more weight onto his hind legs that are working with plenty of activity and supple bending in all the joints, and they are as well engaged beneath the horse's body as his conformation and balance allows. Now, this in turn raises the horse's shoulders and forehand, so it's that relative elevation that we talked about earlier, and this makes the horse more maneuverable and it promotes soundness. Now, the end goal is to produce an image of the horse sitting that you see in the ultimate expressions of collection during movements such as the piaf and the canter pirouette. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.